What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
So it's Pride, and of course last year it raised many questions around what place corporate organizations have in Pride. I spoke with marketing lecturer from the University of Auckland, Gavin Northey, about corporate participation in Pride. I asked if he thought corporations pulling out of Pride after police were banned from wearing uniforms were about being on the right side of history.
It's possible. I mean, you know, the whole thing is that the sort of the global gay pride movement really came up. I mean, the catalyst for it was sort of more or less the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York. What happened there? I mean, if we step into history, if we step back and we say, and lesbian people knew you in the adult ostrich and target, it's been, you know, a slow movement more inclusive. And you know, to a lot of folks marking that it would be for the loony dollar we get, but also, you know, I'll be sort of writing about subjecting, I guess, a more inclusive sort of brand message to the broader community.
Now that they've pulled out with that, do you think that is because they are seeing the Pride movement not being inclusive of people who are in the police force?
Possibly. I mean, when I first found out about the Pride event, saying, well, we don't want police there in their uniforms. We want them to turn up in, I think they're either wearing mufti type t-shirts or they want them in fancy dress. I guess their thing is that, you know, they want, some people in the LGBT community have felt that, you know, the police force generally is an institution. What the Pride organised was saying was, well, this is about being an individual, it's not about the institution. The problem is that by sort of limiting those people from coming, or from the officers, you know, LGBT officers coming in and being in the parade and representing the police force as well, it really does smack of irony, because it comes across as being something that isn't all that inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can understand how both sides of this argument sort of have valid cases.
And Pride, of course, has a long-standing history of having corporate floats in it. In terms of marketing, how do these social issues become a place for corporate branding?
Well, like I said, I mean, the early 90s is where there sort of was more of a look towards the pink dollar. You know, there is a section of the population that may be, you know, double income, no kids, possibly more affluent. And so the sort of what would be considered a standard typical brand would look and go, well, we want to tap into that market. So, you know, doing that, to do that, they go and participate in events and throw sponsorship dollars at things like Pride. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. And now with this, it also brings up consumer perspective on this. So these kind of actions from corporations oftentimes result in a distrust from the consumer towards these brands. What do you think about that?
Obviously, there's going to be some parts of the population that generally look at this with some sort of cynical lens on. Some people will think, you know, these brands are just doing it. They're using it as just another sort of advertising vehicle. To put forward their own brand and to increase their own position in the marketplace, which, to be fair, may be the case in some instances. But again, like I said, I mean, you know, there has been a social shift in the Western world to be more inclusive of the LGBT community. So you know, if we sort of step aside from the sort of standard cynical view, we could say, well, maybe the brands generally are just trying to be, because remember, at the end of the day, the people running the brands are also just standard members of society, aren't they? So, they might have, along with the other people in their marketing department, a much more outgoing, inclusive sort of view, which reflects itself in sponsorship of these types of events.
And I think with this kind of participation, it often gets looked at as advertising, which obviously contributes to that lens of distrust. A lot of people finding that they can't get a genuine response from corporations. How would a brand navigate that?
Wow. I mean, that's the million-dollar question. And to tell you the truth, I don't think there's any real sort of number one answer. I guess the one thing that you would, from a brand's perspective, and how to navigate it, really, it would be about the planning at the beginning. So before you actually engage in any of these kind of activities, from a brand management perspective, I think what you would want to do is say, okay, well, if we're going to be a part of this, movement and touching community cohort, what we really need to look at is, firstly, are we doing that? And secondly, does it align, or is there a fit generally with our brand? So some people, and that's where actually potentially some of the distrust and cynicism comes from, is that you have brands that typically would not really seem to have a fit with the LGBT movement, which all of a sudden pop up and say, yes, here we are.
That's all my questions. Did you have anything else you want to add?
We have an ongoing piece of research in terms of LGBT advertising around the world. And what we're finding is, it also comes down to the individual. So brands and firms can go and do a lot of things, and they can put out a range of messages. What marketing managers can't do is tell people how to perceive those things or interpret them.
Worry Week on The Wire.